If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. Take us anywhere you go, and you'll get the podcast there later on today, too. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How you doing, Puffy?
Thanks. That's a nice word to call me.
I like your lips.
You don't want to call anybody Puffy.
Hey, Puffy.
Hey, you look Puffy.
I feel Puffy, too, Ben. I had a couple of nutty buddies before bed last night.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I feel a little puffy today.
No, I have my lips done, and I think they look really, really good. Thank you for asking.
No, you look great. I'm just saying.
Only thing I would say is that they're a little bruised, and so that is a little bit painful. Yeah. But not that, fantastic.
It looks painful.
It is
I'll
painful.
I'll just be honest. Dude, it does look painful.
Oh, my God. It hurts so bad. That you put numbing cream on it, but it doesn't matter.
You still feel it.
Putting needles into your lips is awful.
The things you do.
For the things we all do.
To just look really hot.
So smoking.
The things you do to be smoking. You're
smoking
right.
Hot. Yeah, no, but anyway, right. I got my lips done, you guys.
All right.
And wait, I wasn't finished with my sentence.
Oh.
I guess I am.
No. No.
BJ, the listener.
Whatever.
Okay. Anyway, moving on. How was your lovely evening last night?
My evening was lovely because I went to a baseball game. I went to Frogs baseball game last night.
Is he still
and
killing it?
He's killing it, man. Yeah. That kid is an athlete.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to get on the travel team. I think I'm going to have to make
the
move.
You made fun of people like that.
Yeah. I know, Jamie. I'm now debating because he's so damn good.
Because you were like, why do people do that? They're never going to go pro. Why do they spend all that money?
Yeah. Yeah, but I've changed my mind because he's going to go pro.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, you can't hold him back.
Yeah.
If he could just learn to use that glove to catch the ball. He uses his other hand. It's like, Frog, you got to use your glove.
Oh, wow. Uses bare hand.
I don't know what's going on. He'll take this glove hand and he'll throw it up and then he'll use the other hand to catch the ball. It is like, okay, we need to work on that.
Maybe he's left-handed.
I thought of that.
Yeah, maybe so.
You went through that.
Yeah, I did.
You bought those golf clubs.
Yeah, and the golf
Ralphie.
Teacher's like, you know, he's left-handed. Didn't even know. The golf teacher had to tell me.
Man, speaking of sports, I got a scoop. I got a big scoop this morning.
And?
They're going to name the Denver women's soccer team this morning.
Yeah.
At 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. I already know the name.
Yep.
It's leaked. It's leaked, and we got the scoop, man. I don't think it's a big deal, but
I'm trying to act enthused.
I've never had a scoop before, Jamie.
Oh, okay.
Can you give me a scoop?
Just trying to. Wow, that's crazy.
Is this team going to be as big as they say it is?
I don't know. They're built. That stadium's going to be pretty.
That stadium's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Where's it going to be?
Right off I-25 in Santa Fe.
It's a nice area.
Santa Fe Drive, like right down, going towards like 6th Avenue. Right.
Oh,
in that,
okay. I gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You build it, they'll come.
It looks
That's
amazing.
The saying.
It is. It does look amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see what happens, but they're naming the team this morning. We already know the name, though. I guess somebody within their office leaked it. Man, you can't keep anything a secret anymore.
Right?
Damn internet. You know?
Yeah.
Somebody leaked it last night. Put out the name, and they were going to do a press conference this morning. Why are you ruining the press conference? It's only a stinking soccer name.
So are you just going to tell us, or is this a big
Denver Summit?
The Summit?
Yeah. Denver Summit.
Denver they put Summit up, now get this, FC or something.
Get
like
this.
That.
They put up six names to vote on.
Yeah.
That name is not even on the voting.
Oh, really?
Colorado Summit's on, but Denver Summit wasn't. They had Denver Elevate, they had Denver Gold, they had Denver Colorado 14ers, Denver Peak, all these different names.
I guess out of all those names, the Summit is the best one.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
Peak, I think of boobs.
Yeah, that's not good.
Their peaks.
Because you just went to Twin Peaks.
Yeah. That's our Deborah Peaks out there, man.
You know? That would show people to make fun of it. Yeah,
and 14ers, I don't like 14ers, you know?
Yeah.
It's almost like the 49ers. Yeah, I don't like that one. Summit, yeah, I think that might be the best. Elevate, kind of dumb. Gold, I don't know. We'll see.
I like the Summit. They've got the Summit. All those, that's good.
Denver Summit to be named this morning at 8 o'clock with a big old press conference. All right, it's Tuesday. We're going to get rain today, they say. Maybe some storms, big storms.
Crazy. Yeah. It rained yesterday at my house.
Did it?
Yep.
We didn't get crap,
man, but my lawn is dead.
Yeah.
I got water at.
I took a lot. I know. I keep getting, and I obviously looked at an ad. Have you seen that ad for that water? Like you plug in your hose to it and it's solar. And,
oh, no.
No. Okay. So I'm going to feed on. I get it every day. I'm like, do I buy it? It's $500. Do I buy that or do I just have a guy come out and fix my sprinkler system?
I think I'd fix the sprinkler system.
Yeah, right.
That's the route to go. Because it's going to just last you, you know?
Exactly. Oh, my God.
And do you have any idea what's wrong with the sprinkler system? It just doesn't come on or what?
I think it just needs to be turned on.
Just a flip of a valve.
I'm kidding.
It needs water.
It does need to be turned on. But that, you know, outside, that thing blew. Whatever that
you know. The pipe. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that little cap.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I get that too. All right, quick break here. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting started. It is a Tuesday. Today is what, July 22nd, I think it is. Going to be nice and warm today, 90 for a high, with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, here we go. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know, last week, and the reason I bring this up, Jamie, is because you know how sometimes we mention that there's something that we might start a conversation here on the show, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, it's in the news somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we have that intuition for some reason with this show that we'll mention something and then, boom, out of nowhere, becomes a news item. Well, guess what became a news item yesterday?
What's that?
Jenna Bush. What show is she on?
Is she on the Today Show? Yeah.
She's catching heat this morning because she was making fun of men in Speedos.
Why was she
Remember
doing
last
that?
Week?
I don't.
You don't remember talking about the Speedos?
No.
They're back in style.
Yeah. And you wanted me to bring mine in?
Oh, that's right. You were going to wear them. Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah, that conversation?
I do.
Well, I guess she went off on men and Speedos yesterday, and how hairy their legs are and how it's not a good look. And she's being accused of body shaming. But I thought it was interesting that we brought up, we never bring up Speedos.
Yeah, I can't even remember what our angle was. It wasn't that it was back. It was something else.
It was something else. It was something to do with, were they being banned? No. I don't even remember.
I don't either.
And I mentioned that I've got a pair of Speedos at home. And everybody was like, why? Why would you have Speedos?
We still don't know why, actually.
Well, actually, I don't even know why. It's a good question, Jamie. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Yeah, it's a real good question.
Why would B.J. Harris, think about that, friends. Yeah. Why would B.J. Harris, I like to call him the Timu George Clooney.
Yes, Timu George Clooney. That's me. And you're talking a guy that I just admitted yesterday that I was out at the Gaylord at the pool and went in and saw myself in a mirror and put a shirt on.
Right.
I don't need a Speedo.
Yeah, why did you have one? Were you on a swim team?
I don't remember exactly.
A dive team?
I was never on a dive team.
No.
I'm a good diver, but I was never on a dive team.
A swim team?
Yeah, I don't know what happened, okay. Jamie. It was a lull.
You're just like, I'm feeling sexy. I'm going to get me some Speedos.
Feeling himself at Kohl's. Yeah. He's like, you know what?
There was a time. Yeah. I think I felt that way.
Gosh, I don't even remember what that conversation was.
I don't either. But here's Jenna Bush talking about Speedos on one of the shows yesterday morning.
I want to know what you think about dads in Speedos.
Yes. I'm not putting those Speedos on because I got glutes. You know, I think Speedos are not for people with glutes.
Well, but everybody has a glute.
Muscly glutes.
But do you want to show off the glutes? Isn't that kind of the point of the Speedos?
No. Speedos a little too. That's where I don't cross that. I don't cross the Speedo line.
Okay.
I feel like this.
That's
like when I'm on vacation, I see guys walking with the Speedo. It's like, what are you doing, bro? Like, why are you trying to show us everything? We don't want to see all that.
I feel like it's more common.
By the way, I agree. And if my husband brought out a Speedo, I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
You would be absolutely shocked.
I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see all that.
Nobody wants. And by the way, a man thigh?
Yeah, like hairy man thigh?
Yeah, no thank you. That's right.
I don't mind a man thigh, but maybe that's the same. In Europe, I feel like it's
We're not speaking for everyone,
yeah,
I see.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So I saw a guy. This guy had to be close to 90, okay? And he was at the pool on Sunday with a Speedo on.
Yeah.
All right. And he wasn't doing so well. He was moving pretty slow at 90 years old, right? But he had a Speedo on, and it really stood out.
Well, it's a European thing for sure, so he's probably European. I mean, they don't even care. If you go anywhere in Europe, that's all they wear. And you don't even think about it. You're like, wow, okay, that's what they wear.
Well, he was Chinese.
Well, okay.
Yeah, maybe it's big in China, too. I don't know. Speedos in China? I don't know.
I mean, isn't it kind of a known fact that Chinese men have tiny wieners or something?
I don't know.
Why don't they choose that?
I don't know. But he was old. He was an old guy,
yeah.
But he was wearing a Speedo, Chinese. But yeah, it was the only one I spotted. I didn't wear mine. But I thought it was interesting that they were having this big debate yesterday. We talked about this last week.
Who was she talking with on that?
I don't know. Whoever the co-host is. I don't even know what show she's on. I don't ever get to see the shows.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I have no idea what she works with. Spadil, do you?
No, I don't know who that guy is.
You don't care, do you?
All right.
You don't care. You don't care. I can tell by your reaction. You don't give a rat's.
I just don't know who he is.
Yeah, okay. All right, buddy. All right. All right. Take care. All right. All right. Tabloid Trash is coming up next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, thanks very much, everybody, for telling us who that guy that was co-hosting with Jenna Bush. It's Jenna Bush and Friends, by the way. And because, Hoda took off. We still don't know really what Hoda's doing, but she's doing something. I think she's going to do a podcast or something because she was working with Joanna Gaines on, like, building out a studio at her house.
I didn't know she already left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought she was waiting till the end of the year or something like that.
So it was Dwayne Wade. He was the co-host with Jenna Bush. He's an NBA champion. All right, moving on. The sad, sad story. I mean, everybody loved this guy. Malcolm Jamal Warner of The Cosby Show. He passed away at the age of 54 in the water in Costa Rica. The actor who rose to fame as the character of Theo, he was Theo on The Cosby Show, died at the age of 54. He drowned off the coast of Costa Rica while on a family vacation. He, I guess he got caught by a high current in a riptide situation, and he passed away.
Man.
I know, isn't that awful?
Yeah, well, those riptides are no joke. I was in Florida for 15 years, and you got to really watch out for those things. They'll drag you out to sea. But just a sad story all around. This guy was a big deal.
Yeah, people loved him.
They loved him on The Cosby Show.
They really did. So everybody was so shocked about that yesterday.
Yeah, so
really
young,
sad.
Too.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was nominated for an Emmy for Best Supporting Actor for his work on the show, and he later starred in sitcoms Malcolm and Eddie on UPN, Read Between the Lines on BET. He continued to act into his later years. He was also A.J. Austin on The Resident. And so, yeah, really sad.
You know, and you go on vacation with your family.
Yeah.
And then something tragic like this happens. I mean, it's just sad.
Here's some crazy news. This just happened. And that is South Park just reached a $1.5 billion deal for streaming only with Paramount.
Is that enough to pay for Casa Bonita? Remember, we did that whole renovation thing out there?
Yeah, right?
It was a lot of money. I don't remember how much. Will this cover it?
They could probably rebuild it again.
It's crazy. $1.5 billion with a B, and it's for streaming rights only.
5 years.
Jeez.
I don't know how they make their money back. The people that pay for that.
It's Paramount?
Yeah, I just don't understand. Well, that's a lot of money.
I guess because we all pay for streaming services, so it'd be on Paramount Plus, and that's how they'll make it, I guess. And people love South Park, so.
Yeah.
So people might sign up for their streaming service just to watch it. Maybe. Who knows? Crazy money. Crazy, crazy, crazy money. The story about Dog the Bounty Hunter and the situation with his stepson just keeps getting worse. His name is, Gregory Zeka. He's the stepson of Dog the Bounty Hunter, and he accidentally shot and killed his 13-year-old son. God, this is just a horrible story to even read. At their Naples, Florida home on July 19th, authorities reported the shooting as an isolated incident and are conducting a full investigation. Zeka now, as you can imagine, is placed on a 5150 hold. And, you understand why.
Understand why, yeah. Absolutely. So.
This is also a weird story, you guys. Coldplay. The girl, Grace Springer is her name. She's the one that filmed the viral kiss cam moment of astronomer CEO Andy Byron and the HR head, Kristen K. Whatever her name is. Kristen and Andy. So she got her phone out and she was filming the Jumbotron. And that was the moment that Chris Martin said they're either having an affair, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And she showed the whole thing. That was her video that we all saw. It racked up 122 million views across all the social platforms, and she didn't make a dime.
No, they're saying she could have made well over $100,000 on this video, but you wouldn't know. You'd have no idea. She didn't even know who she's videoing.
It was just so weird. She did 122 million views. I thought they automatically, if you racked up that many views, they just...
So on TikTok, you have to be in the creator fund. You have to be part of the creator pilot program.
Yeah.
So basically, so if she's not in that creator program, then yeah, she's not going to get paid for any views.
That's interesting that you say that because we have that option on our Facebook page. It says, do you want this content to earn money? And I'm always thinking like, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
But I never hit it because there's so many of us, you know, like we're all adding to it. And I was like, how am I going to split up that check? Yeah. Yeah. So I never hit it. So I see what you're saying. If you pre-sign up for those things.
Yeah.
So friends, just know that you need to pre-up and sign up for all those different things in case something you have goes viral.
Yeah, you need to opt in.
This is a good lesson.
It is, right?
It's a lesson to be learned because I saw some economist yesterday that was talking about this video and how many views it had and blah, blah, blah. And he said, well over $100,000 she would have made just in the past few days. That's not even talking about what she would make in the future. It's going to continue to circulate.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So she could have been in the money. She had no idea what she was filming.
No, she really didn't.
No idea.
No, she didn't. That's crazy. It's still going on, by the way. I'm still seeing memes. This is...
Well, they hired a new CEO yesterday.
Oh, they did.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
They hired a new guy. He came out and said it's the best thing that's ever happened to astronomers.
I bet it is.
He said, I hate the fact that lives were changed in this, but as far as our company goes, this is the best thing ever.
It is. I mean, you can't get this kind of advertising. 122 million people now know your name, you know, that never knew your name before. Shmadil gave me a weird piece of audio. And what is this, Shmadil, about Hunter Biden?
Well, he did an interview with this guy on YouTube yesterday, and he just said just the most insane stuff you've ever heard. So the clip that I pulled was him talking about how he used to smoke crack, and he didn't want to go into neighborhoods where crack is sold, so he learned how to cook crack.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
Crack that I was using at the time. And crack cocaine, in terms of your physical health, is not as dangerous as the situation that you put yourself in to be able to obtain it.
How do you get crack?
One of the things I don't want to do is give a how-to to any moron like myself that may think that it's a good idea. But crack cocaine is a... I am fully aware when I'm talking about it in relationship to my own experience with it. It is still a shocking thing for most people because we have been fed this perception of crack cocaine. It's more than just a drug. It's more than, like, if you say meth or if you say heroin, or if you say cocaine, it comes with a whole bunch of different baggage. And because of that, places that you can go get it are some of the most dangerous places in whatever location you happen to be in. And it's everywhere. Mainly for that reason, I learned how to make my own.
You know, I think Whitney Houston said it best. Crack is whack.
Crack is super whack.
Hunter Biden's whack.
Dude, he said some crazy stuff yesterday.
What were you telling me about the Ambien?
He said that before all the presidential debates in 2024, his dad was taking Ambien and then going on stage.
He's the last person in the world that needed Ambien.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what Hunter said. And then he talks about how his laptop doesn't have stuff on it. And then he also talked about how he was drinking like a gallon of vodka every day. It was a wild interview.
Wow. Is that one where he got really racist, too?
I didn't see that clip, but maybe. Yeah. He said some wild stuff.
Yeah. It's just weird to think that the president of the United States... Okay, like, think about this, you guys. Our last couple of presidents, even the one now, like, there's some wacky stuff going on.
Yeah, there's some drama.
It's like, I mean, one of them, you know, is like... with a stripper or whatever, right? And then this one has a son that's doing crack, and he's, I don't know, I guess he's doing Ambien. I mean, These are the presidents of the United States of America.
We need to have better, like, family requirements.
Right?
It's not just the actual person, exactly. But their family, the entire history.
Holy crap, it's just bizarro. Bizarro. And then there was one other story I wanted to tell you. Oh, we are really, really anticipating. We talked about this yesterday. Highly anticipating the release of Mariah Carey's new album.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. September 26th.
They say it's going to put her back on the map.
Do we have our countdown clock going on? We have the countdown clock, right?
We can make one, yeah.
Well, yeah, make sure we get that countdown clock.
I don't understand yesterday's announcement. It was just an announcement that it's coming.
Yeah.
We already knew that.
Mariah
it was just
Carey,
dumb.
But now it's official.
Yeah. Announced on Monday, yesterday, that her 16th studio album will be out on September 26th.
16.
Previously called MC16 by her fans, the LP is actually titled Here for It All. Mariah shared the news on Instagram in an announcement video. There was no music, and we're just waiting. So we'll start our countdown clock. Gosh, we're excited. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tableau Trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.